Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Naresh Mago. The headlines. ISRO to launch two satellites tonight from Sriharikota to demonstrate docking and undocking of spacecraft in orbit. India to host World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit Waves for the first time in 2025. Punjab police busts ISI-backed narco-terror module and arrest five persons. North India, including national capital, to enter 2025 with cold wave conditions. Kamya Karthikeyan becomes world's youngest girl to scale seven highest peaks across seven continents. And Haryana Steelers beat Patna Pirates to lift Pro Kabaddi League title in Pune. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO will launch two satellites tonight at 9:58 p.m. from its spaceport in Sriharikota to demonstrate docking and undocking of spacecraft in orbit. Its reliable warhorse launching vehicle, PSLV-C60, will place two satellites, SDX-01 and SDX-02, in a 476-kilometer circular orbit and attempt the space docking experiment. More from our correspondent.
SpaceX mission by ISRO tonight is essential for India's space ambitions, such as Indian on Moon, sample return from the Moon, and building and operation of proposed Bharatiya Antariksh Station. Number of new docking mechanisms, sensors, inter-satellite communication link, and simulators are developed for this mission. Through this mission, India is marching towards becoming the fourth country in the world to have space docking technology. This mission is crucial for India's future space endeavors and a significant step forward in its space exploration journey. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India will host the World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit Waves for the first time in 2025. In his Mann Ki Baat program, the Prime Minister said a great opportunity is on the way to showcase India's creative talent to the world.
अगले साल हमारे देश में पहली बार वर्ल्ड ऑडियो विजुअल एंटरटेनमेंट समिट यानी वेव्स समिट का आयोजन होने वाला है। वेव्स समिट में दुनिया भर के मीडिया और एंटरटेनमेंट इंडस्ट्री के दिग्गज क्रिएटिव वर्ल्ड के लोग भारत आएंगे। यह समिट भारत को ग्लोबल कंटेंट क्रिएशन का हब बनाने की दिशा में एक महत्वपूर्ण कदम है।
He emphasized the pivotal role of young creators in the preparations for Waves, reflecting the dynamic spirit of India's creative community. Mr. Modi expressed pride in the enthusiasm of the country's youth and their contribution to the burgeoning creator economy, a key driver as India advances toward becoming a $5 trillion economy. In a heartfelt tribute, the Prime Minister also acknowledged the 100th birth anniversaries of several iconic figures of Indian cinema in 2024.
Raj Kapoor ji ne filmon ke madhyam se duniya ko Bharat ke soft power se parichit karaya. Rafi saab ki awaaz mein wo jadu tha. Akkineni Nageswar Rao Garu ne Telugu cinema ko nayi unchaiyon tak pahunchaya hai. Unki filmon ne Bharatiya paramparaon aur mulyon ko bakhubi prastut kiya. Tapan Sinha ji ki filmon ne समाज को एक नई दृष्टि दी। हमारी पूरी फिल्म इंडस्ट्री के लिए इन हस्तियों का जीवन प्रेरणा जैसा है।
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will hold pre-budget consultations with trade and industry leaders today. During the meeting, India Incorporated is now expected to pitch for measures to boost consumption, which is the largest component of GDP, to support high growth. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit Gujarat today. Mr. Shah will be on a day-long visit to the state to attend the annual function of the Srimad Rajachandra Ashram at Sri Dharmapur Tirth in Asura, Gujarat, during which he will participate in Mahamastakabhishek ceremony at Raj Sabhagraha. Punjab police has busted an ISI-backed narco-terror module by arresting five people, including its mastermind. They were also involved in lobbing hand grenades at two police establishments recently in Batala and Gurdaspur. More details from our Jalandhar correspondent.
Punjab Police Director General Gaurav Yadav informed that the module was being operated by Babbar Khalsa International and two other foreign-based handlers. He has claimed that by busting this module, the state police has solved all the incidents of attacks on police establishment in various districts of Punjab. Meanwhile, a brief encounter also held between two of the four persons when they were taken for the recovery of weapons. After recovering, both tried to evade arrest by firing on the accompanying police party. However, both sustained injuries and retaliatory fire by police. Two pistols with live cartridges have recovered from their possession. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
Akashwani News brings you glimpses of 2024 in a special year-ender series. This year witnessed some path-breaking achievements and breakthroughs as Ministry of Defence marched ahead to make India a strong, secure, self-reliant and prosperous nation. Our correspondent takes a look at some of the major highlights of 2024.
This year, India and China achieved a broad consensus to restore the ground situation in certain areas along the line of actual control. Both countries had been holding talks at diplomatic and military levels to resolve the differences in some areas along the LAC. Defense production went up to a record high figure of 1,26,887 crore rupees. This reflects a growth of 16.7% over the defense production of previous financial year. Defense exports touched a record 21,083 crore rupees in 2023-24, which is a growth of 32.5% over the previous fiscal. In October, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Spanish President Pedro Sanchez jointly inaugurated the Tata Aircraft Complex for manufacturing of C-295 transport aircraft in Vadodara, Gujarat, to provide substantial boost to the Indian defense industry and reduce foreign spending significantly. India approved defense acquisitions amounting to 4.22 lakh crore rupees. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. North India, including the national capital, will see a chilly new year as the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted a significant drop in minimum temperatures across the region in coming days. The IMD said cold wave conditions will prevail in isolated pockets of Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Punjab, Haryana and Rajasthan. Himachal Pradesh is gearing up for New Year celebrations. A large number of tourists from different states of the country are visiting Shimla and other tourist destinations of Himachal to celebrate the New Year. More from our correspondent.
After Christmas, now tourists from other states are arriving Himachal to welcome the New Year. The famous tourist destinations of the state, including the capital town Shimla, Manali, Dharamshala, Khajiar and Kasauli, are witnessing an increase in the number of tourists this year as compared to last year. Shimla District Administration has made concrete arrangements for the convenience and safety of tourists and other people. However, due to 7 days of national mourning, cultural programs will not be organized this time. Prabha Sharma, Akashwani News, Shimla.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a 3-day official visit to Qatar from today. During the visit, he will meet the Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Qatar, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter passed away last night at his home in Plains, Georgia, at the age of 100. He was the oldest living president of all time and the third U.S. president to visit India. Kamya Karthikeyan, a 17-year-old student from Navy Children's School in Mumbai, has made history by becoming the youngest female in the world to scale the highest peaks on each of the 7 continents. A report.
Demonstrating an extraordinary feat of mountaineering prowess, the 17-year-old adventurer has conquered Africa's Mount Kilimanjaro, Europe's Mount Elbrus, Asia's Mount Everest, and culminating the current climb in Antarctica. The young Everester reached the summit of Mount Vincent in Antarctica along with her father, Commander S. Karthikeyan, on December 24 at 17:20 hours Chilean Standard Time to complete complete the 7-summit challenge. Kamya Karthikeyan was 16 years old when she scaled Mount Everest. She said she was 7 when she took her first trek in Uttarakhand. Her outstanding accomplishments have not only earned her the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Shakti Puraskar, India's highest national honor for young achievers in 2021, but also accolades for Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his Man Ki Baat. Deepmala Kaushik, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Moving on to sports, Haryana Steelers won the 11th season of the Pro Kabaddi League, PKL, defeating Patna Pirates 32-23 in the final in Balewadi, Pune last night. A report.
Haryana defeated Patna 34-31 to win their maiden PKL title. Shivam Patare scored 9 points, the most in the final. The champions were awarded 3 crore rupees, while runners-up Patna Pirates took home 1.8 crore rupees. Patna Pirates' Devang Dalal emerged as the top raider of PKL 2024, scoring 301 points in 25 matches. In chess, the highly anticipated FIDE World Blitz Chess Championship kicks off tonight in New York. World number one Grandmaster Magnus Carlsen will return after a brief exit following a dress code issue. For India, GM Arjun Arigaisi and GM R. Pragyananda will compete in the open section, while Hampi Konneru, fresh off her second World Rapid Chess Championship victory, will compete in the women's section. In cricket, South Africa became the first team to secure a spot in the World Test Championship final at Lord's Cricket Ground in London next year, defeating Pakistan by 2 wickets. The second spot remains up for grabs with Australia, India and Sri Lanka as contenders. And in the Hockey India League, Surma Hockey Club defeated Tamil Nadu Dragons 4-1 in a penalty shootout after a 1-1 draw at regular time. Today, UP Rudras will take on Vedanta Kalinga Lancers at 8:15 p.m. IST at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Raurkela. Manik Sharma, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In cricket, India was 66 for 3 in their second innings against Australia while chasing a target of 340 runs on the fifth and final day of the fourth test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Melbourne when reports last came in. Earlier, Australia were bundled out for 234 after resuming their second innings at the overnight score of 228 for 9 this morning. Jasprit Bumrah was the standout performer for the visitors, taking 5 wickets. For the hosts, Nathan Lyon and Scott Boland added 61 runs for the last wicket, significantly inflating Australia's lead to 339. The 5-match series is currently tied at 1-all. Foreign investors have pumped in over 22,000 crore rupees into the Indian capital market so far in December. As per the depositories data, the foreign portfolio investors or FPIs pumped in 16,675 crore rupees into the Indian equities market and 5,352 crore rupees into the debt market, taking the total net investment into the Indian capital markets to 22,027 crore rupees. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak at 9:30 p.m., we will bring you an insightful discussion on effective disaster preparedness. We will be joined in our studios by Lieutenant General Syed Atta Hasnain, retired member, National Disaster Management Authority. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to ask questions to our expert about preparedness with respect to disasters, the do's and don'ts during a disaster, and any other related queries. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Naresh. Prime Minister calls for end of hate from society in Mann Ki Baat, says Constitution our guiding light stood every test of time, is a front page headline in the Asian Age. The launch of ISRO's PADEX mission from Sriharikota finds mention in the Statesman and other dailies. The Jeju airplane crash in South Korea has been widely covered on the front pages of most dailies. 179 killed in South Korea jet crash, deadliest air tragedy in 9 years, writes Hindustan Times. The Tribune reports the rescue of as many as 11 children from Bihar and Nepal being held captive and forced to work 16 hours a day at a potato farm in Kapurthala, Punjab. On the H-1B visa row in the U.S., the Times of India says Trump has bagged Musk and H-1B visas amid mega meltdown. And finally, under the headline, in Telangana, birds of a feather hunt rogue drones together, the Indian Express writes that a 5-bird squad has been trained and deployed by Telangana police to intercept rogue drones in no-fly zones. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. ISRO to launch two satellites tonight from Sriharikota to demonstrate docking and undocking of spacecraft in orbit. India to host World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit Waves for first time in 2025. Punjab police busts ISI-backed narco-terror module and arrests five persons. North India, including national capital, to enter 2025 with cold wave conditions. Kamya Karthikeyan becomes the world's youngest girl to scale seven highest peaks across seven continents, and Haryana Steelers beat Patna Pirates to lift Pro Kabaddi League title in Pune. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.